The Big Wave Dave Show, KSDP, 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska. If you're looking for Big Wave Dave, he's currently on assignment on his celestial surfboard scouting new deep space frequencies. That was the theme song from the 90s TV series Northern Exposure that introduced 15 to 20 million people a week to the idea of Alaska. It was set in the fictional small town of Sicily, supposedly 80 miles northwest of Anchorage, actually filmed in Roslyn, Washington, 80 miles southeast of Seattle, a small town that looks pretty much the same after 35 years. The story revolves around Dr. Joel Fleischman, a highly neurotic cosmopolitan physician from New York City who is forced to practice in Sicily for 4 years to repay a student loan. He is the ultimate fish out of water, constantly clashing with the Alaskan wilderness and his charmingly odd residents. That include Maggie O'Connell, a feisty, independent bush pilot, and Joel's landlady and love interest. Maurice Minifield, a wealthy, pompous ex-astronaut and entrepreneur who owns the radio station, KBHR. And much of the town's land, dreaming of turning Sicily into the Alaskan Riviera. Holling Van Core, the gentle older owner of the local bar, The Brick, who is married to the much younger Shelley Tambo, a former Miss Northwest Passage and bartender at The Brick. Ed, a quiet, half-Native Alaskan employee at the general store, who is an aspiring filmmaker and eventually a shaman. Marilyn Whirlwind, Joel's silent stoic and innately wise Native American receptionist. Ruth Ann Miller, the sharp, independent, and insightful proprietor of the general store. But it was the soulful voice and philosophical core of Sicily that comes from Chris Stevens, DJ for Maurice's radio station, KBHR, K-Bear. Every morning, Chris takes to the airwaves for Chris in the Morning, serving as Sicily's self-taught philosopher and poet. He plays an eclectic mix of music, often including Maurice's collection of show tunes, and delivers insightful, rambling monologues that weave together literary quotes, existential questions, and observations on local life. He's a former felon with the Golden Heart and an appreciation for the mystical, acting as kind of a Greek chorus and spiritual guide for the entire town. His broadcasts often frame the theme or mood of the episode. Dave told me more than once he wanted the Big Wave Dave Show to be in the spirit of Chris in the Morning. I'd like to continue that spirit, playing the music I know or suspect Dave would like. Our tastes were quite similar. So, the Big Wave Dave Show lives.
North to Alaska, they go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. Away up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska. North,
to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on.
North, to Alaska.
Go north, the rush is on.
George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at sad, a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, north to Alaska, way up north, north to Alaska, way up north.
Strong wind that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you. I'm never back this way. Think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I can go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind. If I asked you one more time, but we've been through that 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way. If I get there before the snow flies, and if things are going good, you could meet me. If I sent you down the fair, but by then it would be winter. There ain't too much for you to do, and those winds sure can blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled since time begun. I may sail on many a sea, her shores will always be home to me. Oh, island in the sun, ill to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. As morning breaks, the heaven on high, I lift my heavy load to the sky. Sun comes down with a burning glow, mingles my sweat with the earth below. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. I see woman on bended knee, cutting cane for her family. I see man at the water's side, casting nets at the surging tide. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. Day will never come that I can't awake to the sound of drum. Never let me miss carnival with calypso songs philosophical. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand.
The hour with a classic American folk country song, North of Alaska, a huge hit for Johnny Horton in 1960. It was a theme song from a movie by the same name starring John Wayne as Big Sam McCord, who leaves Seattle in 1892, crosses the Yukon to find a bonanza of gold near Nome. I wonder how many people packed their bags and headed north when that song came out. As many as went to San Francisco with flowers in their hair. Four Strong Winds, Ian and Sylvia, written by Ian Tyson. The most beautiful song you ever heard, said Neil Young. And finally, Islands in the Stream by Harry Belafonte. We will continue this living eulogy to Big Wave Dave by playing songs that I think he would like. Songs of the ocean, of islands, of the sky, of the plains, the railroads, and road trips, America.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
June, did you like that?
I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but be sure that Bob puts a melody for that song that Wanted Man,
Dad,
you?
Oh, yeah.
You
I have
melody.
To. I forgot the melody. Thank you.
Wanted man in Indiana. Wanted man in Ohio. Wanted man in Texarkana. Wanted man in Mexico, wanted man in Sacramento, wanted man in Old Cheyenne. Wherever you may look tonight, you may see this wanted man.
Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Jeannie Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this next town. But I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I've had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad.
Wanted man in Sacramento, wanted man in Tennessee,
wanted man in Cincinnati,
wanted man in
Muskogee,
history, wanted man in Indiana, wanted man in Old Cheyenne.
Wanted man,
you might look tonight, you may see this wanted man.
Well, I went to sleep in Shreveport and woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some place halfway between. So I went on to El Paso, stopped to get myself a map, went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap.
Wanted man in Indiana,
wanted man in Little Rock,
wanted man in Milwaukee, wanted man in Buffalo,
wanted man in
Minneapolis, wanted man in Old
Cheyenne,
wanted man where you might look tonight, you may see this wanted man.
Wanted man,
Buffing Cody, wanted man in
Jackson,
wherever,
in Gate City, Bristol, Kingsport, Norfolk,
Ebbing dies.
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. We'll be right back. in a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed and it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Singing Cowboy. If ever there was a theme song for Big Wave Dave Dillard, it would be that. Gene was a huge star of the 30s through to the 70s. Then he retired from show business to found the Los Angeles Angels, thus becoming a Major League Baseball owner. Not the usual career path for a singing cowboy. Wanted Man. Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash singing Bob's song. Wanted Man in California, Wanted Man in Buffalo, Wanted Man in Kansas City, Wanted Man in Ohio, Wanted Man in Mississippi, Wanted Man in Old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this Wanted Man. Dave and I never did discuss any outstanding warrants, but just saying. Gordon Lightfoot singing his song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's the 50th anniversary of the tragedy. Still in our hearts. And finally, a rocking version by the Rolling Stones, Route 66.
Thank you. king of the wild frontier. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, the buckskin pioneer. In 1813 the Creeks uprose, adding redskin arrows to the country's woes. Now old Andy Jackson, as everybody knows, is the general they sent to fight the foes.
Major! Major Norton!
He'd give his word and he'd give his hand that his Injun friends could keep their land. And the rest of his life he took the stand that justice was due every redskin band. Davy, Davy Crockett, holding his promise dear. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Injun War till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. Home for the winter with his family, happy as squirrels in the old gum tree. Being the father he wanted to be, close to his boys as the pod and the pea. Davy, Davy Crockett, holding his young'uns dear. But the ice went out and the warm winds came, and the melting snow showed tracks of game. And the flowers of spring filled the woods with flame, and all of a sudden life got too tame. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. Looking for a place where the air smells clean, where the trees is tall and the grass is green, where the fish is fat in an untouched stream, and the teeming woods is a hunter's dream. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
The country was big when it was new. The best men was big and their yarns was true, and their tallest tales folks believed was true. So the more they were told, the more they grew. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. History remembers the name of his gun and some of the deeds he really done, but most of his chores for freedom and fun got turned into legends, and this here is one. Davy, Davy Crockett, helping his fame spread wide. Had a lot of furs that he aimed to ship, and he set his mind on a river trip. When a bragging boatman gave him some lip, a claiming there was no man he couldn't whip. Davy, Davy Crockett, tangling with Big Mike Pink.
He don't take nothing from no man at all. Ho, oh, the bigger they brag, the harder they fall. Ho, oh, the tougher they are, the louder they squall. When they get wet fur in a free-for-all. Ho, oh, Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Set down in history, so Mike stayed king of the river, you see, and a real good friend he turned out to be. Davy, Davy, king of the wild frontier. The deadliest devils he ever met, catching river travelers in their net, was some pirate so mean that brave men sweat whenever their names are remembered yet.
Davy, Davy Crockett, walking into their trap. Little Harp was bad as a man can be. Big Harp was worse in his piracy. Bloody Sam Mason was worst of the three, blaming the Injuns for their deviltry. Davy, Davy Crockett, caught up with them one day. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Start pulling!
Kept his promise to Mike and his crew. Kept his promise to the engine chiefs too. For the river was clear all the way through. And blaming the engines was a proven untrue. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Now he'd lost his love and his grief was gall. In his heart he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead to his country's call. Davy, Davy Crockett, beginning his campaign. They sent up to Nashville the best they could find, a fighting spirit and a thinking mind. Davy, Davy Crockett, choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking was done. Why, the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, the buckskin pioneer.
Well, there she is.
He heard of Houston and Austin, and so to the Texas plains he had to go, where land was free and there was room to grow, and freedom was fighting another foe. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Storybooks tell they were all cut low, but the truth of it is, this just ain't so. Their spirits will live and their legends grow, as long as we remember the Alamo. Davy, Davy Crockett, and Crockett's company. Davy, Davy Crockett, fighting for
Dave told me more than once he wanted the Big Wave Dave show to be like Chris in the Morning at the fictional K-Bar in the fictional Sicily, Alaska. I went back and found the show, started rewatching it, and oh, I wish I could have bought the box set and set it up to him. It so would have inspired him. So Chris Stevens is the town philosophical radio DJ, an ex-con with a degree in comparative literature and a penchant for quoting highbrow literature while providing homespun wisdom and musings on life, death, and metaphysics. His arc centers on his quest for self-improvement and intellectual fulfillment, and often involving elaborate performance art pieces, like flinging a cow with a catapult, to explore philosophical concepts and challenge the town's status quo. He serves as the town's spiritual anchor, using his radio show to weave together the disparate lives of Sicily's residents with a poetic and often surreal blend of high culture and frontier spirituality. Boy, that's Big Wave Dave Dillard in a nutshell.
It was a day not unlike any other day in the summer of 1976. I, a boy of 15, and my oldest and dearest friend, Dickie Heath, having just stolen a car from the parking lot of a shop easy and finding ourselves with nothing much to do,
entered a house on Fox Hill Lane. While Dickie rifled the upstairs for valuables, I entered the sitting room, where, while pocketing a gold leaf pen and a silver humidor, came across the book that completely and irrevocably changed my life. So, this morning, Chris in the Morning is going to dispense with the weather and traffic report and the local news and get down with the complete works of Walt Whitman.
When lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed, and the evening star drooped in the west, I mourned. Ever shall I mourn with spring bringing lilacs, the languishing star, and thoughts of him I love. O fallen western star, O gloom of night over the land, O helpless heart of mine, O cloud descended round my soul, O ruthless death! From a farm dooryard bush, tall, adorned with heart-shaped leaves, with clusters of redolent purple, one sprig I break and hold lovingly in my hand. Wandering alone, dispirited and aimless over pastures and fields, I hear from dismal depths of the swamp the sorrow song of a solitary thrush, made alien by grief from gayer haunts. O hidden bird, unreconciled, I know, on some ghostly pine, if you were not granted to sing, you would surely die. Oh, that I too could free my heart. Night and day across the breast of this land, through cities, past flowering orchards and fields of young green wheat, between dark forests and rolling mountains, journeys a coffin on a black-draped train to its western grave. O ebony chest, journeying to the perpetual dirge of tolling bells, of organs in dim-lit churches, pausing at black-hung depots amid seas of silent faces, somber beneath gray skies, solemn under flickering flambeaux. O long, somberous casket, pause a moment more. Upon you I lay my sprig of purple lilac. Not upon your coffin alone, dear dead one, would I lay my flower. Oh, that I could come, arms loaded with all the blossoms and branches of spring, for all the coffins of all the dead. Not only would I chant for the dead, could I chant for thee, O death. The omen of your light brooding over me in my recent wandering, at last I know, O western star. When night after night you departed netherward into the black beyond the earth, I was alone in the rising breeze, chilled in marrow, troubled in soul. I hear you caroling, calling me, O solitary singer. Your song's purport clearing, I say I will come in time. My thoughts are yet wholly of him departed I love. How sing I my songs for the large, sweet soul gone? What incense shall I burn at his headstone? With salty gusts from seas east and west, meeting over his tomb on the prairie, shall I wind my carols, perfume his grave? What shall I hang on his burial house walls? Pictures of Kentucky wilds that bore him, Illinois fields that fed him, Sangamon and Mississippi waters that bathed him, spring and the long days of summer that pleased him. Pictures of my own Manhattan, of smokestacks and working men, of the varied and ample American land, the North he believed in, the South he fought for. Your carols out of the cedars and pines penetrating my soul, O wondrous bird, only you do I hear. The scent of lilacs holds me. Yet a moment, and I will come. Long I stood and looked out into spring's afternoon, gazed on the unconscious scenery of my land, watched the tides rise and ebb, sensed earth preparing at my feet, heard the unconcerned voices of children at play, knew well the minutiae of evening in kitchens, in stables, on farms, and in cities. Reason at last triumphant within me, truth dawning, I own there is no supper table in all this land from which no one has departed in death. O sane consequence of mind and soul conspiring against the heart. Thoughts of him dead I love, transfigured at last into acceptance of thee, O delicate death. Trailing the glad carol of the gray-brown bird, into the sunless recesses I fled. Down upon me from the shadowy trees, down through the mists of the marsh, drifted the bird's enraptured aria, its acceptance song of death, and a verse for him I love. There in the dimness, my soul rose in duet with the thrush, in praise of thee, dark mother of all. Have none before glorified thee, O lovely soothing death? Then hear thou me. To thy cool enfolding arms, arriving in the night, in the day, to all, to each, my chant of fullest welcome. To feasting and dancing at thy unfaltering arrival, my ode, O strong deliveress. To those lost in thy bliss, laved in the undulating ocean of thee, my joyous elegy, O vast and well-veiled. To thee, O waves whispering in husky voice, O cradle endlessly rocking, my serenades and glad recitatives. Thus into the twilight over land and sea, I floated my song of ascent, my carol of reconciliation. Suddenly round me in the dismal marsh spread the old nightmare of war's debris, myriads of shattered corpses, too awful to behold again, but for knowledge of thee, O tender gatherer. The mirage of carnage, and of his corpse clearest of all, dissolved in the dusk of the swamp. Out from the pines and cedars dim and fragrant I came, the last fitful blaze of sunset and of my heart resolved, the bells of his funeral train fading forever in the west, my coffin gift of lilac speeding into the night. Yet with ever-returning spring, bringing redolent lilacs, the wondrous tallying carol of the bird, the lustrous orb in the west, I shall think upon him, the noblest, wisest soul of all my days and lands.